KSL News Time is now 7:09. Triple team traffic on this Wednesday morning. And what issues are you checking out, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, the main one is a crash northbound I-15 between 123rd and 114th South. It's causing delays all the way back to Bluffdale already. What that does mean for anyone getting on the freeway at 106th or really even 114th is that you've got the full speed limit into downtown. It's affecting people getting on in Draper or coming over Point of the Mountain from Utah County. Eric Butler.
Down Utah County, if you're on Highway 6, it's a little bit slower than the other feeders over to I-15. That's in Spanish Fork, of course. Once you get on the freeway, that's 24 minutes if you're northbound all the way to Point of the Mountain if you're driving the whole stretch. Redwood Road, just a little bit of slowing northbound at 2100 North, and then it's back to normal as you head up the hill. Heather?
Your drive through Weber and Davis County still in pretty good shape. Now you're going to see some heavier traffic and even a few brake lights southbound I-15 between Layton Parkway and the I-215 North Interchange, but mostly you're at freeway speeds. No problems on Legacy Parkway. I am starting to see some congestion now on US 89 at the busier intersections, especially in Kaysville and Layton. Mr. Max, buy one suit for $2.99, get the second for just a dollar. Over 5,000 suits in regular and trim fit, year-round, wrinkle-resistant fabric. Mr. Max, sales on now. Heather Kelly, KSL Traffic Center.